advertisement in several national newspapers calling for an end to what they call discrimination against their members. This is a response to recent news stories which question the influence of Freemasons in policing and in Parliament and in the judiciary. Famously secretive, of course. Dr. David Staples, Chief Executive of the United Grand Lodge of England, growing, it's the governing body of Freemasonry in England, Wales, Isle of Man and the Channel Islands. Good morning.
Good morning, nice to be with you.
Lovely to have you. And there's a little bit of a delay on the line. What I intend to do, David, if I may call you David, is to go through quite a few questions, so you know, sort of short answers as possible, because people just, you know, really need, they don't know much about you, they want to know. So first of all, what's the point? What do you do?
What do we do? Well, Freemasonry is an organisation which is concerned with making people better people. There's an awful lot of myths out there about what we do, and my job today is to come out and dispel some of those myths. So when I joined Freemasonry, when I was a young 18-year-old lad, I was a shy young thing, and over the last 22 years I've had an enormous amount of fun. I've met a huge number of people from all different races, all different backgrounds, all different ages. And as to what we actually do, we do the ceremonies that you hear so much about. These are little morality plays, which are the same up and down the country, fostered in 300 years of tradition. And then usually we would go for a dinner afterwards.
Okay.
But what I didn't realise when I first joined the Freemasons is quite how much we do for the communities that we come from as well. Last year, £33 million worth of charitable donations were made by our members.
Which is absolutely
fantastic. We serve.
And there's a little delay on the line. I know you raised loads for charity, and you've been discriminated against over the years. Tens of thousands of Freemasons were murdered by Hitler during the Holocaust. That's something not a lot of people know about. Can I just ask you a few things with some... We haven't got a lot of time, but to get through as much as we can, you make a very good point, first point you make. Have you ever rolled your trouser leg up in a ritual?
Absolutely. So rolling the trouser leg up seems a bit bizarre, but what it actually comes from is, again, the medieval stonemasons, where you had to prove that you were a free man and that you were a fit man. So you didn't have scurvy, you didn't have any diseases which stopped you building things. Our whole sort of ceremonial is based around the idea of building ourselves into better people, and we use the analogy of building a great building to represent that.
Is there a secret handshake? If I was to shake your hand, would you be able to tell that I am a Freemason? I'm not, but would you be able to tell?
So there is a handshake which is used in the ceremonies. It's absolutely forbidden to use it outside the ceremonies for identification like that. And again, that's a myth I'd really like to bust. People who use that handshake outside are not tolerated within the organisation.
Oh, really? It's a no-no. That's interesting. Are there gay Freemasons?
There are, and in fact, a London lodge recently initiated a gay married couple as a double initiation. So, again, one of the myths is that we're some sort of old-fashioned organisation, we don't move with the times. Absolute nonsense.
Okay, how does one join?
Well, you can join by applying through our website, you can join by talking to one of our members, you can join by visiting one of the provincial lodges up and down the country and talk to somebody there. And something that we're trying to do is get away from the myth that we are a secret organisation. We're not a secret organisation. We've got a headquarters in the middle of Covent Garden. It's open to the public every day of the year. We do tours. There's a library. There's a museum. Equally, we're opening up our provincial lodges in the counties up and down the country for people to come talk to us, find out what we really do, find out who we really are, and find out a little bit more about Freemasonry.
It's a boys' club, though, isn't it, with secret rituals and mystery. Isn't it all a bit puerile?
Well, let's bust that myth as well. It's not a boys' club. If you're a woman, you can be a Freemason. We've just celebrated the 100th anniversary of the suffragettes. Charlotte Despard, who was one of the great movers in that movement, she was a Freemason.
Sorry to stop you there.
There are grand lodges for women.
The women can't be in the
There's two grand lodges for There's two grand lodges for women. Equally, if you want to do your Freemasonry with men and women, then there's lodges which allow that as well. So, you know, just as there are schools for boys, schools for girls, just as there are teams that meet and play on a Saturday morning up and down the country every year, so Freemasonry is organised mainly into single-sex organisations. And I don't think there's a problem with spending 12 hours a year with people of your own gender. Certainly if I tried to muscle in on my wife's curry night with her friends, you know, I wouldn't be welcome. I think society's grown up enough to manage that.
So if somebody was transgendered and wanted to transition from a male to a female but were a member of your lodge, would they have to join another lodge or could they stay in your lodge?
Well, I think that's a complex and sort of evolving issue. And what I'd say on that is that they would be a member of a lodge with a huge amount of support from friends that they have known for many years. And our rules are quite simple. If you're a man and you're over 21 and you don't have a criminal record, then you are very welcome to join, and you believe in God, then you're very, very welcome to join our lodge. And if somebody was to transition, then we would be as supportive to her as we possibly could be.
That's really interesting. Couple more quick ones. I know you have to believe in a supreme being. You mentioned that. And I know as well that let me tell you why,
because I think it's important to understand why. Yeah. One of the symbols that we use is the all-seeing eye. And the all-seeing eye reminds us that we've got something greater than ourselves watching us. So how we behave, how we action ourselves during our life, we have to answer to that when our life comes to an end.
Okay.
So it's important for the fact that we believe in integrity, that we believe in morality, that we have some yardstick to measure our behaviour by.
Okay, I mean, in other countries, of course, various other countries, Pakistan, I believe, and also Hamas see you as great enemies. They see you as what they would describe as a Zionist as well. And you've had this terrible press over the years. I was just reading something online by David Icke. He would say this, wasn't he? But he does represent, if I may say so, a point of view about the secretive society. He says, it's all about deception, control, financial enslavement, blackmail, and murder, and controlling wars and famine and depopulation, and it's about creating a new world order. We hear about that all the time. How does that make you feel?
The trouble is, you see, it's not just Hamas and people like David Icke who are consistently saying untrue and bad things about us. I personally had to resign as chairman of a charity that I've been chair of for 10, 15 years or so when I got this job as chief executive, because it did not fit with the evangelical church and the Catholic church in this country who they worked with. And when people tell me that they don't want to declare their membership of being a Freemason, that's because they're actually worried about their jobs, about their careers. I think this is now something that enough is enough. We, the Freemasons, and I represent 200,000 decent people up and down the country, have had enough of being lied about.
Well, that's why you're on, and it's been really instructive talking to you. Thanks for answering the questions, David. Appreciate it.
Pleasure, nice to talk to you. Bye-bye.
Yeah.
David Steckles, Chief Executive of the United Grand Lodge of England. Nice echo there as well, wasn't there?
Well, on that very theme...
Oh.